welcome to the You Stop You podcast, a show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about how marketing is no longer about stuff that you make, but about the stories that you tell. That's all next. So here we go. That quote was by Seth Godin. Again, marketing is no longer about the stuff you make, but about the stories you tell. This is powerful, and I have three small stories that kind of make this point really shine through. The first one is I love Mexican food, okay? And so whenever we have a family party, I've typically been assigned to bring the 7-layer bean dip, and I've been doing this for years. I think I'm pretty good at it. It tastes great. There's always usually a spicy version and a not-so-spicy version for people that can't handle the spice. But the great thing about the 7-layer bean dip, if there's a time that you don't bring it, people will always ask, where is it? What happened to it? What did you bring instead? I really want your bean dip. I was craving the bean dip, and I really was looking forward to it. And so it's just something that when you're used to it and it's something that brings you, I would say, happiness, then it's a wonderful thing to have. And it's just bean dip, right? So you can get it anywhere. You can make it. But when you make it and people look for it and love it, then it becomes something amazing. So it's something it's a good story, and it's also a great snack. So the second one is when we were growing up in Southern California, there was a man who wanted to open a restaurant, as like a quick serve restaurant. And what he wanted to do was serve hot dogs and baked potatoes. And there was a large grand opening, and he talked a lot about how he was going to have tons of options and different hot dogs and lots of cool paintings on the wall. And when we went to the open house, it was a cool place. There was like a buzz there. He had even on the walls a puzzle that he made, and it looked amazing, except there was a piece missing. And it was funny because on the very corner it says, "Sorry for the missing piece. The dog ate the puzzle piece." Just cool stuff like that. You're like, you know, this is a fun place. Pictures of individuals who have eaten in the store, famous pictures of other people that were movie stars and things like that. Just a super fun place to go. And the name of the business was the Hot Dog Building Company, and it lived up to its name. And the cool thing about it is you go there to not only eat food, but to enjoy the environment and to have an experience. It's the story of that makes that successful. And that's how it is in life. If we can tell our stories better, then no matter the thing that we're selling, if we're selling ourselves, if we're selling our business, if we're selling a new product, a widget, whatever it is, if we have a good story about that experience, then the marketing will take care of itself. The sales will take care of itself. The last thing is I went to a Mexican restaurant in Mill Creek, Utah, and I've only been there the one time, and I ordered off the menu this tostada, and literally it was the best tostada I've ever had. And small, super small hole-in-the-wall place called the Salazar's Cafe. And if I was to have a tostada war or a tostada battle for any other restaurant, I would put Salazar's Cafe up against anyone's just for just superior quality and taste and just wow. That was the factor when you left, was wow. And so these stories that we're telling about the experiences that we're having, whether it's food related or in our relationships or in our business day-to-day things that we're doing, that's how we're going to achieve the success that we need to have, is to tell those stories about our products, about the services that we enjoy and how it impacts our life. And as the more that we tell those stories and explain kind of what it means to us, the more successful we're going to be. So I challenge you this week as you think about something in your life that you're trying to get across to someone. If there's a story to tell, tell that story and how that thing has impacted you. And maybe not necessarily if it's changed your life, but if it's impacted your life. Because really life is just measuring those impacts and helping other people to experience those impacts as well. And so try that this week. And until next week, be unreal.